This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, opposition growing to DOE proposal to dispose of high-level waste at WIPP. Carpenter, executive director of Hanford Challenge, based in Seattle, Washington, visited New Mexico this week. He opposes the Department of Energy, DOE, proposal to ship high-level radioactive waste for disposal at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP, because it is unlawful and would not address the serious contamination problems at the Hanford site. Mr. Carpenter spoke at the public forum on April 23rd at the Albuquerque Center for Peace and Justice and also met with the past and current secretaries of the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED. David Martin, past NMED secretary and now secretary of the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department, and Ryan Flynn, the new Environment Department secretary, support the need for DOE to provide adequate cleanup funding for the Los Alamos National Laboratory rather than ship high-level waste in tanks from Hanford to WIPP. During the Albuquerque Public Forum, Mr. Carpenter discussed the continuing problems of the leaking high-level radioactive waste tanks at Hanford. He described how the DOE proposal to send waste from up to 20 tanks would require new facilities and not alleviate the problems of perhaps dozens of leaking tanks. Instead, he supports building new double shell tanks into which high-level waste from leaking tanks could be pumped and which could provide storage until the waste could be vitrified at the waste treatment plant. The plant is supposed to put high-level waste into glass so that it can be stored for decades until there is a permanent disposal facility. The plant is at least 2 decades behind schedule, and the cost is several times over original cost estimates. The delays and cost overruns are a reflection of the technical, quality assurance, and nuclear safety problems with the plant, which have been documented by whistleblowers. Hanford Challenge and other groups support an independent review to determine changes needed so that the plant can be constructed and operated. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center also spoke at the Albuquerque Forum and encouraged active opposition to the DOE proposal to modify the NMED's WIPP permit. The proposed modification would allow DOE to rename high-level waste in tanks at Hanford, Idaho National Laboratory, and the Savannah River site, and ship that waste to WIPP. The DOE request also would eliminate the public hearing requirement regarding any proposal to rename those wastes and would do so without a public hearing. Comments about the modification request must be submitted to the Environment Department by June 10, 2013. Video of the Albuquerque Forum and information about the permit modification are on the new Southwest Research and Information Center website at no2wip.org. That's N-O-2-W-I-P-P.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To sign up to receive the weekly CCNS News Update, please go to nuclearactive.org.